Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. I want to thank you for our 10 years of conversations, which have always been civil and thoughtful, even when we disagreed strongly. You are a great friend doing great work.
20,000 interviews and 10,000 hours of live radio.
A big fat congratulations to the man that makes us all sound good. Proud to be part of your brain trust, Jim.
Welcome back. Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show and the third decade of the 21st century. Thank you for being part of my world. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Sarah Heiner, President and CEO of Bottom Line Publications, second generation at that great family, American family business success story, bottomlineinc.com. Go there and check out subscribe to their Bottom Line Personal, which is their awesome twice-monthly publication, and of course the yearbooks are there. The 2020, I've got mine in front of me, the Ultimate Woman's Guide book is there, and so many others. Sarah, thanks again for being here. Folks, one of the reasons you want to hang out with Sarah is because of her blog. It's awesome. And this week, Sarah, you talk about role models. Talk to us about that.
Well, you know, I was watching, you can't help but see the behavior going on in the world. And you and I were just talking at the break about otherwise respectful, intelligent people. Mm-hmm. That suddenly, on social media in particular, the vitriol that comes out of their mouths, the wishes of death to people.
Yeah.
Now, in the big picture, our job as business people, as adults, is to role model. Right? Children learn through role modeling. New employees learn through role modeling. And looking around and going, what are we role modeling for the next generation?
Mm-hmm.
And it's frightening. You know, I always said to my kids that my job, my kids would get mad at me, and I'd say, my job is not to be your friend. My job is to teach you to be a good citizen of the world.
Good human being.
And, right, good human being, good, you know, to contribute to the community, to be respectful of people, to be polite if you don't, you know, even if you don't like someone, you be polite. And the behavior that's being role modeled in the media, on social media, obviously all over the streets of our country right now, is not in any way. What are our children learning through this behavior, and what are they seeing as acceptable levels of behavior? That's what my blog was about.
Well, exactly. No, there's no question about it. And this is what's there's so many reasons for this. I mean, this has been coming for a long time. The education process, the breakdown of what we're teaching kids in school, higher education, the total lack of reality that they're getting in these educations and higher, and when they go to college, is ridiculous. I think the family has broken down a lot in the United States of America. That's part of it. But you brought up the first words out of your mouth when we started talking about this was social media. And I'll tell you, folks, we use social media. We publish on it. We publish social media, but I've said I'm in 2008, I declared myself the social media heretic. A heretic is a true believer who doesn't like the status quo. And folks, we have to realize that social media is becoming another form of defining deviancy down. What do you think?
Well, it's true. And somehow people are bolder in writing. It's funny, I have a really good friend who actually challenged me on a blog of mine a few weeks ago about, I was talking about why do we need labels, right? So the irony of wanting to have this unified country and, you know, not pay attention to the labels are labeling people like crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And she challenged me in writing. She sent me an email and she said, and then I was like, I'm happy to talk to you. And then she wanted her kids to be on the phone with her because she's not so good at talking.
Oh, really?
We've known each other for 40 years, right? We can talk. There's something that emboldens people when they write it down, even though they're not anonymous on social media, but somehow they're able to say things.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is that one negative comment emboldens others to make a negative comment, right? And that just now fuels on itself. Oh, well, you know, she called it out. Well, then I can call it out.
Well, let me tell you, when I quit, I don't tweet at all myself. I personally don't go on Twitter and tweet, and that's an announcement I've never made before. But years ago, probably 10 years ago, somebody was abusing one of my trademarks, and I went on Twitter and found it, and I went on Twitter, and I wrote to them, and I said, hey, I own the trademark. I was attacked for defending my own trademark by a bunch of people. And I said, I'm out of here.
Right. We need to remember that this country was founded on an array of ideas. And that's how we all grow and
including
create.
Including tolerance of other ideas, right? It's part of the part of the free speech. BottomLineInc.com is the website.
And that's the fabric of our country.
Sarah, thank you for being here. Thank you for keep up the good work. You're great. We'll see you next time. Sarah Heiner, ladies and gentlemen. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassing here.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.